What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Back to the conversation. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Random question, 206-421-ROCK. Turns out, Steve, that those vats there at Issaquah Dairy Gold aren't filled with delicious chocolate milk after.
Yeah, I know it's very disappointing for you. They said it's cottage cheese.
The worst. Sour cream and something else.
I like cottage cheese.
No.
But would you put your mouth under a nozzle where when you flip the lever, it's just cottage cheese dumping in your mouth?
I mean, that sounds
Why
awful.
Are you even thinking about it? The answer is no. Just say.
Can I bring my hot sauce?
Would you dive into the pool of cottage cheese?
Yeah.
Yeah. That would feel really nice. It would, man.
I guess I'll have to eat my way out.
What would you do if you checked into a hotel room and I was in the bed just slathered in cottage cheese?
I mean, that would be alarming.
Pepper spray.
Right?
Same thing anybody would do.
Cottage cheese is
scream
so
and beat you with
so
something.
Disgusting. I can't stand that stuff. I don't know how people eat it.
Mike, you don't eat it. Am I the only
fine.
One that eats it?
It just
looks nasty,
it's
man.
Terrible.
It tastes like mozzarella.
Yes. The consistency is not awesome. It's like someone ate mozzarella cheese, then spit it in a cup for you to eat it.
No, like I can eat ricotta. I can eat other things.
That's different
in that family, but I mean that stuff is just.
Yeah. It looks like milk that's been in the fridge for just a little bit too long, so it's got a little bit chunky, and then everybody's telling you, "No, just put some hot sauce in it. It's fine."
It's like blue cheese.
It looks like Sheila three years after the wedding photo.
To me, it's like blue cheese. You don't know when it's bad or not.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's like,
no, that's the thing about blue cheese. When it molds, it becomes like an entirely different color of mold that I only see on blue cheese.
That's what I mean.
Right, so the mold in blue cheese that you can eat looks like mold you shouldn't eat. But then when blue cheese molds, you look at that mold and it's like, oh.
This is perfectly fine. Then you get sick.
I don't like blue cheese, but for some reason cottage cheese I love.
I mean, to be fair, one is moldy, so.
Yeah.
You've kind of erred on the side of caution there, I believe.
Correct. It comes with a little seal and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yours looks chewed up, but no one actually chewed it. Hello, Corey. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, Victola.
Hola. Hey, Corey.
I can agree with you, Miles, man. I can't stand cottage cheese.
Yeah, what do you got to put crap in? It's like Steve will say about vegetables. You got to wrap bacon around it to make it taste better. It's not that good. Cottage cheese is the same thing. You got to put stuff in it, and then people eat it.
To get people to eat it, yes, because, again, it does look vile. But I'm telling you, and I never wanted to try cottage cheese, but when the kids were young, they got it, so you try a spoonful. I'm like, not so bad.
Okay, have you ever seen cottage cheese on the menu anywhere?
Yes, but to be fair, I was in Florida, and everyone else in this particular delicatessen was very, very old.
Okay, let me ask you
but
this.
But that's the one time.
When is the, because I'm not sure, like, you say cereal, I say, okay, breakfast, late night snack,
mm-hmm.
right?
All right.
When is the appropriate time that one eats cottage cheese?
I feel like oftentimes it's eaten at lunch.
It's a lunch thing.
But I eat it at night. Okay. I'm a wild man.
All right.
Again, in my limited experience, it is a small side dish for the other things children eat, so I equate it with dinner.
All right. I've never seen it like someone go, oh, and would you like some cottage cheese? And I would say, hell no.
Well, Thrill's right. It's got to be either a restaurant that serves like
old people,
elderly, or children.
Is it like the equivalent of applesauce?
Yes.
Yes.
Is that what cottage cheese is?
It's like Derry's applesauce.
So it could be there if it wants
to. It could be, but again, you understand the clientele. You will not find it at a bar. But you'll find it maybe at Denny's.
I will take a bowl of cottage cheese.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's always by, like, the salad bar, too. You can throw some cottage cheese in there.
Sure.
But nobody's, no restaurant is going to say, you know what, come in here for our world-famous cottage cheese.
Exactly.
World-famous. Uh-huh. Internationally renowned cottage cheese.
Right. All right, let's see here. What's our random question? Okay, let's go with this one. When did you know it was time to end the relationship? When did you know it was time to end the relationship?
I guess it ain't a relationship that I was thinking about initially right out the get. I was it must have been a third or fourth date with the girl, and she didn't like the way I was talking to a waitress.
How were you talking to the waitress?
Well, I was just being polite and saying hello. It was a late night dinner, like I said, our fourth date, and then she goes a little bit psycho on me. Whips out the fork and sticks it under my chin and asks me, what the hell are you talking to her for?
Oh.
Like, whoa, I'm just trying to be nice here, you know. I'm not doing anything.
Are you a very attractive man?
Somewhat attractive, I think so, yeah.
Okay, was this a very attractive woman?
Yes, she was.
Okay. But not so attractive that it outweighed the fork at your throat.
I'm sure. No. I'm sure if you're a good-looking waitress or waiter, you have you've seen this movie many times,
of course.
Right? I mean,
because you're being nice, people mistake that for you're flirting with them, as opposed to I just want a bigger tip, and then on it goes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. She was paying more attention to you, or vice versa, or whatever the deal is. You know what I mean? Like, oh, you're looking at him because he's a good-looking guy. Right?
Yeah. The restaurant didn't hire ugly people to stand over you while you're trying to eat food. Imagine that concept.
And it's insulting, too. Like, the girl or guy is working. Now, all of a sudden, you're just kind of making him out to be a whore.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
What are you talking to her for? Like, she asked what I wanted to eat.
Right. And I answered the question.
Right.
Why do you keep looking at her? Because I'm talking to her.
That is a weird one.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm not rude and she's standing there. Yeah. Why do you have a fork under my throat?
Yeah.
How about that?
The reason we asked, when did you know it was time to end the relationship? New videos on TikTok appear to capture a bride at a Las Vegas Target who is tired of waiting. In the two-part video, a woman in a bridal gown appears to confront her fiancé at the store where he works, complete with a pastor and a bridesmaid.
Oh, boy.
In the clip, the woman could be heard saying, "You put this ring on my finger 2 years ago, and it's time to do it or get out. Yeah, we're getting married right now, or I'm leaving. I'm out. I'm done. Like if you don't marry me this second." Near the end, the bride spots a woman who's rolling the tape and waves. "I'm just finally making him commit," she can be heard saying. "We're getting married right now, or it's over." It's unclear whether the potential bride completed the wedding registry or whatever the deal was, but either way, that is a weird one.
That is the Marion type right there.
That is psychotic.
Come to my work, dressed in a... Jesus Christ. I hope he did break it off. We don't know, do we?
We don't know. We don't know the outcome of the video. Dude, we don't know, but it's unclear whether the potential bride stopped to complete a wedding registry on the way out.
No, just you got to dump her.
Okay.
Miles, we have some comments about cottage cheese.
There's nothing to say.
People do. They say cottage cheese is amazing with canned peaches or canned
pears. That's what I'm saying. Like, you have to put something.
Dave killed a bread, toasted with a little butter.
It's not cream cheese.
With a side of cottage cheese. Someone else says cottage cheese with chicken pot pie. Amazing. Oh, cottage cheese with Italian food. I like applesauce with my cottage cheese. Cottage cheese with pineapple morning, noon, or night. I like this one. It says, "Gentlemen, I just had cottage cheese for the first time last week, and I'm 25. It's absolutely as awful as I thought it was."
Yes.
Someone else says, "Subbing cottage cheese for ricotta and lasagna makes it way better." And finally, "Ice cold cottage cheese with salt and pepper is the effing bomb."
Hmm.
The effing.
I'm going to have to buy some on the walk home tonight.
Well, cottage cheese?
Yeah, now it's on my brain.
That's what you crave? I've never heard of anyone craving a flavorless, terribly textured food.
You want to suck milk out of the nozzle outside of a factory.
Because that's
cut
cool.
The man some slack.
Just for my soul.
You want to swim in a pool of milk.
Yes. That sounds awesome.
But I'm weird as I eat cottage cheese.
Right.
Right.
It's a different texture. It's the texture, I'm telling you.
Random.
It is amazing that it elicits this response from people.
And people are on one side.
No, oh, man.
No one has said it's fine. No one has said it's okay. Either I hate it or I love it with.
Yeah.
Cottage cheese. Hello, Kevin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. Kevin, you like cottage cheese?
I do not like cottage cheese. It is of the devil.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Biblical scholar on the line. He's confirmed that cottage cheese is, in fact, from hell.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. Let's go with this random question. What was stolen from you, or what did you steal? What was stolen from you, or what did you steal?
So, back when I was in college, I was living in a fraternity, and the back door was not the most secure. So we go out to get lunch one day, and I go to pay for lunch and realize that my debit card isn't in my wallet. I go, "Well, I probably just left it at home, but let me check my bank account to be sure." It turns out somebody had broken into the house, taken my debit card out of my wallet, bought a train ticket down to Portland, a hot dog, and a ticket to a movie.
Sounds like an incredible weekend.
I know. I was jealous that it wasn't my hot dog and ticket to a movie.
Hey, did you cut them? I guess you cut them off before they could go any crazier, right? I mean, that's $35 just for the ticket to Portland. Hot dog's going to be $5. Right now, you're set back $50.
Mm-hmm.
It was unfortunate. Luckily, I called my bank and they and they were able to refund the charges. But then I had to treat everyone to a round of beers because they had to buy my lunch. So really, I was out $30 anyway.
All right, okay,
that's a lose lose.
Hey man, at least they caught it. That's one good thing for somebody who goes wild.
Well, it's not that they caught it. He had to call them. I was in Mexico for a week.
All right,
so I'm using my debit card. I'm in Mexico. Every ATM I go to is in Mexico. Every purchase that is made on the credit card is in Mexico. And I fly back to the States, and we have a layover in Phoenix, I think it was. And my phone rings, and it's my bank. And I pick it up, and they say, hey, man, we think there might be some fraudulent charges. I say, oh, yeah, why? They're like, because somebody just bought something in Phoenix. I said, Jesus Christ, man, did you look at the 7 days? I literally just landed in Phoenix. I hit an ATM. If you notice, the week before that, it was a foreign goddamn country. It's me. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, don't let Phoenix be the tipping point. Let a foreign country be the one. But thanks for calling literally a week after the fact. Very good. Very good.
Reason we asked what was stolen from you or what did you steal? Okay, police were called to the report of a stolen log splitter.
All right, splitters. Hey, people like those.
Somebody took my log splitter. A couple days go by. Another call comes in and says, I think we've spotted the log splitter on an abandoned lot kind of thing. So somebody must have dumped it there, whatever they're going to do. Maybe they're going to cut down some trees in that area. So when they went to the report of the stolen log splitter at this property, they found a severed finger.
Jeez.
Along with a cell phone, tools, and other items. Detectives then later learned that Hugh Sieber had been dropped off at a Methodist Medical Center with a missing finger. The 50-year-old was then transported to the University of Tennessee Medical Center for treatment. Obviously, he did not take the finger with him, so they could not reattach the finger. Police met him there as he was charged with felony theft of property. If it wasn't for the fact that he left the cell phone and his finger on the scene, he would not have been busted for stealing the property.
Don't steal things you don't know how to use. So if you know how to use it, go ahead. Steal
a log splitter, though. Random,
yeah, I wouldn't steal a log splitter. Not if I planned on using it. I would steal, if you needed a log splitter, I'd be like, sure, I'll steal one, sell it to you.
Dude, just go to the rental center.
But
you don't need to have
money.
One, all year round. Just need one, for a weekend if you're going to do that kind of stuff.
Maybe he was going to bring it back if he didn't cut off his finger. We will never know.
Yeah, maybe he was just going to do some work.
It's a mystery. By the way, cottage cheese comments.
Cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese, even bacon can't make it better. Cottage cheese, jalapeno pepper, hot sauce is awesome. Cottage cheese and nacho cheese Doritos.
Oh, of course. Wait. It's because it's a Dorito.
A sprinkle, or say a Pringle, a spoon of cottage cheese and another Pringle on top. Only way to go.
Are you talking about a cottage cheese Pringle sandwich?
Yes, on Pringle bread. Essentially, a cottage cheese sandwich on Pringle bread. Dairy Gold 4% large curd. Best cottage cheese ever. Add some salt and pepper.
Doesn't that sound hot? Large curd.
I mess with that large curd sometimes. But even cottage cheese people go back and forth on small versus large.
It's cottage cheese and pineapple. Dairy Gold used to make cottage cheese with chives. That was the bomb. Has anyone air fried cottage cheese? I have not tried to do that.
Wouldn't it just melt?
I like cottage cheese. I like my steak. Salt and pepper. And then I like this one. There's a reason cellulite is described as cottage cheese. Because it's disgusting.
Random. Good point. Random, all good points. Random,
hello, random, Rayleigh. Welcome random, to the men's room.
Hello, guys.
Hola.
Rayleigh, welcome to the program. Random question. Question. It's going to be a tough question for you to answer.
Do you like cottage cheese?
I'm ready.
All right, ready? If you had only $1, one American dollar, what would you buy with it?
Oh, boy.
Are you there?
Is there anything you can buy with a dollar? Okay, I got to think about this.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know if I can buy this with a dollar, but I'm going to go with Lifesavers.
Lifesavers?
I think you could probably get Lifesavers for under a dollar.
You have to, right? Okay. We do have some of the things you can buy for a dollar.
And tell us which ones you would buy or not buy.
You could buy a lottery scratch-off ticket.
I'm in.
For $1. You could buy razor blades, $1 a month from the Dollar Shave Club. You could buy a song on iTunes for 99 cents.
That's right.
A cup of coffee at McDonald's is $1. You can't buy a bus ticket here for $1, but other areas you can. And a classic crispy chicken junior sandwich at Burger King is
$1. That's the one.
Ooh, 66 cents in some area for a can of Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Okay, well, maybe, in desperate times, I'd go for the path.
Yeah. What about a McDonald's cheeseburger? Is it more than a dollar?
Yeah,
I think $1.50.
It's like $1.19 now or something.
Is there any food item that you could actually buy for? I know I could get maybe some Reese's Cups.
I mean, something. I mean, there's the Burger King Junior
Chicken
Sandwich.
There's the dollar value.
You still get
meal.
Two tacos for $1
yes,
Jack in the Box?
Yes, at Jack in the
okay,
Box.
Okay,
that
go.
Would be the best way to spend a dollar. Do you think that anyone has gone through the drive-thru window at Jack in the Box and just spent $1 for
yes.
two tacos?
Yes, oh, 100%.
You think so?
More
yes.
than anyone there would like them to.
Okay.
Yeah. Think
right.
about the days back when you were super broke, man, and if Jack in the Box were as widespread then as they are now, and you got a dollar, hell yeah, let's get in the car.
You probably right? would go and buy like 10 of them.
You would buy as many as you could for like that little bit of money that uh-huh. you have left.
Reason we asked, if you only had $1, what would you buy? An Italian town is looking to draw in new visitors by auctioning off abandoned homes with opening bids of just over $1. The town of Salemi in Sicily announced it will auction off dozens of abandoned homes that have fallen into disrepair for $1.18. All buildings belong to the city council, which speeds up the sale and reduces red tape. Before launching the scheme, we first had to recover the old parts of Salemi where the houses are located, upgrading infrastructures and services from roads to electric grids and sewage pipes. Now the town is ready to take the next step, which is selling these homes and getting people to go in there and fix them up.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
I don't
remember. You were in Sicily.
I was in Sicily.
And?
It's an island in the Mediterranean that has mountains. I mean, do the frickin' math, man. Like, yes, $4. And keep in mind, you buy the house for $1, then you have to agree to invest, you know what, like $50,000 into it, whatever it is, to make it habitable. That's the whole point. But like anything, if you invest your money to make it habitable, you're going to take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I would gladly live in the middle of the Mediterranean,
random,
Miles.
Random,
I think
random,
I can handle
random,
that for a little while.
Random,
hello,
random,
Bubba.
Random,
welcome to
random,
the men's room.
Random.
Hola. Hola. Bubba, hang on there 1 second. Miles, someone chimes in. You said Jack in the Box, drive through $1.
Yeah.
Someone says, oh, God, where to go? I did that. $1.07 for tacos. I was broke and hungover. Someone else says, I went to Jack in the Box drive-thru with a bunch of buddies and spent $50 on 100 tacos.
Dang.
Okay.
That's living the dream right there.
Yeah, it kind of is.
I mean, it's a nightmare for the guy working, but...
And you the next day, but in that moment.
Uh-huh. All right, let's go this one since we're talking tacos. What seems to happen to you, Bubba, more than other people? What is the thing that seemingly happens to you more so than others? I, for one, have broken or sprained my left and right ankle a total on both of 7 times.
Jesus. We had a woman who called us a while ago. How many car accidents? She's been like 40, like 30 or 40 mm-hmm. car accidents.
Yep.
That's a tough question there. Well, I mean, at work, I'm kind of getting screwed all the time, so.
Getting screwed all the time, you said?
Just my days are super long, and I wonder how long these other guys' days are.
Who are doing the same exact job as you?
Huh?
The same people who are doing the same exact job that you're doing?
Yeah.
Okay. And maybe do you think that they get paid more than you? Or do you think that you work slower?
I don't know, maybe.
Okay.
Well, I am the new guy, so I am kind of learning.
Okay.
These days I've gotten back pretty early, and there's the whole fleet there.
Oh, so you're the last truck in.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
But, I mean, there's days I get off early, and I come back, and there's trucks already there.
So what do you think is going on? Are they just able to deliver quicker than you are?
I mean, they can be. Sometimes I might put two and two together in my head when I'm overthinking it, but...
Okay, all right. Well, hey, look, man, if you're always... if you're the last truck that pulls in all the time, or maybe you get a late start, do you leave at the same time?
No. Well, kind of, actually. There's like a 30-minute difference.
All right. Well, maybe they just got 30 minutes ahead of you, Bubba.
You're not overthinking two and two.
No.
You're just not.
Right. Reason we ask what seems to happen to you more than other people. The police in South Strabane Township, Pennsylvania, recently tracked down a burglar who broke into a Taco Bell in the middle of the night and stole $300 from the register. They found him thanks to a shot of his license plate on a security camera. When they ran his name, they found out that this is not the first Taco Bell that he has actually broken into. No, this guy has been arrested for breaking into at least 30 other Taco Bells in Kentucky, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, and Ohio. He's a 30-year-old named Joshua Logue from Columbus, Ohio. When cops did put out the arrest warrant for him, he was easy to track down because he was in jail in Indiana. Any guesses why he was in jail in Indiana?
Breaking into a damn Taco Bell.
He broke into a Taco Bell there.
I hope he stole a sour cream gun.
More of the random question coming up, 206-421-ROCK.
You're in the men's room. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Your guess is as good as mine. Cut up categories will be influential rappers and your favorite top 10 Halloween candies. Your guess is as good as mine on the way right after emails in the men's room at KISW.com and a random question question.
A little while ago, you asked, if you had $1 to spend, what would you spend it on? And you had a list of a few things. McDonald's coffee, the what, bacon junior cheese, or no.
I think they still have a dollar meal there.
But we brought up Jack in the Box tacos. And you said, man, do you think anyone has just gone to the drive-thru, they got $1, get two tacos? Well, a lot of people have. But someone has added, we have an update, the two tacos are now $1.19.
Oh.
So you need to go with a dollar and a little additional change.
Dig under your seat there. Yeah.
One guy said I just did it earlier today. Someone else said I did it last night. Another guy that drives for Uber Eats, he was like, wow, look at effing. It's great.
Yeah.
$1. Knock yourself
out. Two tacos.
Hello, Craig. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Craig, welcome to the program. Random question, question. Let's see here. What do we got for you, Craig? Okay. Craig, what would you say is the fastest that you've ever been in a car, whether you were the driver or the passenger? What's the fastest you've gone in a car?
I mean, I haven't driven myself personally extremely fast. Like, I've, you know, maybe gone like 85 or something, but like somebody else driving. I remember in high school, I had a friend who was just like, I don't know what he was thinking, but I thought it was hilarious at the time. He's going like down like 140th Avenue in Bellevue, like, you know, in a resident, you know, in like an arterial going like 50 or 60 or something, just like way too fast, just down the street, you know. And then on the freeway, I've had friends like push like 90 or something, whatever, you know.
Okay. That's not so bad. Badass,
you know, like back in high school.
I was surprised that my 70-some-year-old dad got a ticket in Florida on the way back from visiting. I went down to visit him last week. He was going 92 in a 65. I'm like, damn, dude.
Has he always driven fast?
I mean,
because my father, man, he is a lead foot. And when we go on these cross-country trips, I mean, dude averages like 95. At any given scenario, my father would drive as fast as is humanly possible. It's to the point where you didn't notice anymore.
Sure.
And then when I rode with normal people, I'm like, so this is what it's like to go the speed limit. But the problem was this, you know, people would say, well, how long does it take to get from point A to point B? My father, you know, I don't know, man, like an hour and a half, or like 2.5 hours. Mm-hmm. If you don't drive like him, it's 2.5 hours. So we told him, dude, you can tell people distances. Do not give them time frames.
When I was young and dumb, I had a motorcycle, and I did do 100 on that, but, man, that freaked me out.
Sure.
It was just, I mean, I was just, knees were wobbling. I was like, this is too fast. I've probably gone 100 in a car.
I personally have gone up to 108 just for a second to see what I could do. My buddy, we got up to like 118, 119, something like that.
Okay.
I've gone at least 125.
And do you remember what kind of car it was?
Yeah, it was a 1997 Cadillac DeVille sedan.
God damn,
were you driving? All
right. I was.
Okay.
My mom had one.
You?
Yeah.
You are like the safe.
I know.
You drive so safe, it's annoying.
I can't believe. It was in the Outer Banks. It was nighttime. I was on a road. There was nobody else there. I opened that bad boy up. But at 125, it just blinks. So I don't know how fast I actually got.
Oh, okay.
So you were going faster than that.
Well, probably.
It just said, I'm done counting.
Reason I asked, what's up? Mike, you've had some vehicles in your time that could push some heat there. What's the fastest you've ever been in a car?
Fastest I ever went was in my Camaro, and I went 110, I think.
Okay. But could you still... Are you
driving to work?
You could have pushed it, right?
Oh, yeah, I could have. I think the dial went all the way up to 180.
But so. See, that's the thing about you. You were driving to work. I've heard about you. So it's like anyone else. It's like, it's the weekend. There's no one out. You were on the road when other people are on the road... Coming to work.
That's right.
And you weren't running late, were you?
No.
You know why?
Sometimes there's just a nice long stretch. You just got to push it.
Okay, I feel you.
Freeze, we asked, what's the fastest you've gone in a car? This is a great story here. Atlanta rapper Salento was arrested Friday and accused of driving 143 miles an hour on I-85. Salento, or Richard Ricky Lamar Hawk, was charged with reckless driving, speeding, failure to maintain lane, the whole deal. Police pulled him over at 3 a.m. after an officer witnessed his white BMW swerving around slower cars. The report said Hawk initially argued with the officers about how fast he was going and insisting that he had done nothing wrong.
He told the officer he was speeding because he normally gets followed when leaving events. The Watch Me Whip Nay Nay rapper said he was at the club promoting his new song, Watch Me Whip Nay Nay, and that he could go 143 miles an hour because he's not a regular person, according to the report. It was unclear if Hawk has an attorney who would comment on his behalf, but he told the officer...
You don't need an attorney. He's not like anyone other.
He was not a regular person.
Not regular.
So, hey, he's a rapper.
Yeah. That's good to... I can drive that fast. By the way, as fast as you've been in a vehicle, someone says, I did 155 on my crotch rocket, 135 in my V8 Chevy Vega, 112 back in the mid-2000s on a Hyundai Accent. All right. 155 on a motorcycle. Says the bike had more. I did not. Someone else, I like this guy, has 100 miles an hour. That's cruising speed on road trips. God bless you, man. God bless you. Someone else, 183 on a bike, 145 in a car.
183.
And the fastest I've personally gone was 105 in a 97 Dodge minivan.
Huh.
I am impressed by that one. That, to me, is the most impressive that you got it to go on. I didn't think that thing could go that fast if it fell off a cliff. That's still bottom down at 40 miles an hour.
Random.
Hello, Rachel. Welcome to the men's room.
Well, hello,
Liquor
and Horse, gentlemen.
Liquor and Horse, Rachel. How are you?
I am good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing very good. Thank you.
We're better.
Rachel, are you into horror movies? You like to be scared?
No.
Why not?
Not really, no.
What is it about horror? Does that include, there's like Friday the 13th where naked teens get slaughtered, and then there's like The Exorcist where the devil lives in your kid. Like, you can't take either of them?
No, I can do the Exorcist kind. I just don't like the big slasher film.
All right, so what would you say is your all-time favorite scary-type horror movie?
Ooh. I'm going with the first Freddy Krueger.
That was a great movie. Right. Nightmare on
It's a new concept. I would say Deliverance, even though it wasn't supposed to be a horror movie. I would go visit a haunted house. I do not want to walk along the Appalachian Trail.
I would say Jaws.
Oh, God.
I mean, it's not, yeah. I mean, what scared God. Me, what gave me, you know, nightmares as a child and all those things. I thought sharks could swim up pipes and they could, you know, bite me in my bathtub. I mean, I had all kinds of paranoia about that stuff.
I didn't think of Jaws as a horror movie. That's absolutely one of my all-time worst movies. I can't watch it.
You know, it's weird because it doesn't qualify as a horror movie, yet everyone I know, it scared the living bejesus out of
me.
It might be, you're right. It might be the most terrifying.
That, to me, is the definition of what a scary movie is.
Because the impact lasted forever, right? So you could see, like, Amityville Horror, and you could go visit the house, and you'd find it interesting. But, like, if I'm thinking of the movie Jaws and I'm out in the ocean, I either have to stop thinking about the movie Jaws or I get the hell out of the ocean.
Look, I know for a fact there's no Freddy Krueger out there, but, you know...
Oh, don't be so sure, Miles. It was taken from Chinese folklore.
But I know for a fact that there are great white sharks in the ocean, and you know what they can do to people. I mean, this year especially, they've been just ripping people to shreds in Australia
and
South Africa.
It's almost like they heard that over Shark Week, like, ooh, let's get on TV and start mauling people.
And it's got to be realistic. That's it. That's all. It has to be real. What was the movie with Glenn Close where she boils the rat in, or the...
Fatal Attraction.
That scared a lot of dudes.
It living hell out of people, especially if they were having an affair.
That's why Deliverance is up there.
Well, that's why
you go through the rest of the movie, it doesn't matter. There's one scene where you're like, no, thank you.
Right. That's why clowns are scary.
It.
Right. And there's people that just will put on clown makeup and do terrible things.
John Wayne Gacy.
Sure. Absolutely.
They just had to throw Annie dressed like a clown. Mm-hmm. Although that said, just on a quick side note, if you ever look at a picture of John Wayne Gacy and the clown, you would not have hired that clown. It's like that Annabelle doll. Like, well, why'd you bring a doll that looks like that into your home? You're asking for trouble. John Wayne Gacy is a clown. He looks like trouble.
Well, Slacker came out with a list there just in time for Halloween of the 100 best scary movies of all time. I will name the movie. Anybody who's seen the movie, chime in and say you have seen it.
All right.
At number 10, these are a lot of classics. The Birds from 1963, Alfred Hitchcock.
I saw it. I thought it was awesome.
I've seen parts of it.
I mean, look, you get the gist. Birds are attacking people that peck out your eyes. It sucks.
Night of the Living Dead from 1968.
Oh, so that's kind of creepy.
I've never seen that one.
I don't think I've seen that.
Oh, that's the movie that got the whole zombie genre started.
Repulsion. 1965, Roman Polanski.
No.
King Kong, 1933.
Oh, come on. I mean, I saw it, but there's nothing scary about it.
Frankenstein, 1931.
No.
Invasion of the Body Snatchers from 1956.
I didn't see that. I saw the one that came out in the 70s with Donald Sutherland. That freaked me out as a kid, for sure.
Good go-go song, Body Snatchers.
Alien from 1979. That was
movie
number
terrified
four.
Me more than any movie I've ever... I was 10 years old. My parents took me to see it, and when we left, I thought they were punishing me for something.
This is crazy. Number three, Bride of Frankenstein from 1935. Rosemary's Baby, 1968, another Polanski flip.
Good movie.
Like number two, and number one, Psycho. Alfred Hitchcock. Yeah. So they went very, very classic. There,
sure. What's the scariest movies? Oh, Jaws, right.
Yeah, without question. I mean, seriously, the impact that movie had on my life was, that was worse than anything else I've come
across. Now, to be fair, we were kids.
The Exorcist scared the living hell out of me. Don't get me wrong.
But that seemed more reasonable to me. Because like I said, once the kid said, I'm not going to untie myself from the bed, it's like, problem solved. We leave, you stay. Out. Peace. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. That's now a you problem.
Yeah, The Exorcist was... That one was pretty scary.
They redid it too, all right? So when it first came out, it's just a girl in bed and her head can spin, she pukes, and she says horrible things about what your mother is doing in hell. Still one of the greatest movie quotes I've heard, and you can't ever repeat it out loud. Your mother in hell. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. But she stayed in bed. I'm like, yeah, this seems reasonable. Jaws, you could say stay out of the water, but it didn't seem to matter.
The scene where they throw the priest down the steps in The Exorcist?
Yeah.
One night I was at a party in Georgetown. And we had to go get beer, so we make the beer run. And go get like a couple cases of Natty Light or whatever the hell we were drinking. You know, the Beast, something like that. Start walking up the steps. I don't even know where the hell I am. You get to the top of the steps, there's a plaque. And the plaque is lit up. And we're like, oh my God, these are the steps for The Exorcist.
Yeah, The Exorcist steps.
Yeah, I had no idea. You look down, and it was like one of those nights. It was rainy, it was dark, you know what I mean? It wasn't well lit. You look down, it was just like freaky as hell.
And that house was only 10 minutes from where I grew up.
Yeah.
And it burned down.
I'm sure you've
heard. Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a park now. They won't, I think like twice they rebuilt on it or something, and they kept burning down.
And who's trying to buy that house? So, this is where they did that. Like, no, the thing is, when they redid it, they kind of redid The Exorcist, not a completely new movie. They inserted scenes. I don't know if they deleted the first time or they added them later. But they're showing the commercial for it because they're going to put it back in theaters. I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I show that creepy little girl who would not untie herself from bed doing that, like, backwards crab walk. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I'm out, man. There's something, one thing that freaks anybody out anytime you make a little kid creepy, right? So Pet Sematary, once he says, I'm going to play with you, you're on fire, bitch. You're out. Sorry. The Shining. There's nothing scary about that movie. And then these two girls walk down the hall, and I'm like, I'm freaking out. The Ring. Nothing scary. This bitch climbs out of the TV. It's like, forget this, man.
Isn't that place still a hotel?
What place?
Oregon? Where they did
The Shining?
The Shining.
Well, yeah, because it's a lodge, right?
Yeah, it's like an old lodge, like a ski lodge, maybe? Is it up on Mount Hood, maybe?
Would you stay there?
No. Hell no.
And it's because of those girls.
No.
Right? Nothing else in that movie bothered me, but those two little sons of bitches come rolling around the corner with their little pigtails, and they want to play, and I'm like, burn them with fire and get the hell out.
Okay.
What do you got, Mike?
Looks like it was inspired by the Stanley Hotel in Colorado.
Oh, Colorado.
Yeah.
I was completely off on that one.
I'm with you. I thought it was in Oregon. Is it still operational?
This one is, yeah. So maybe the interior was different because this is showing the outside.
That would be the problem, right.
So I think the interior might be the one in Oregon.
You know what would happen if it was in Oregon, though. It would now be a McMiniman's. And they have theater.
It'd be awesome.
Right. Draft beer.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Last time I was at a McMiniman's, my room was next to the principal's office.
They turned it right into a McMiniman's. Oh, I got a big old building, McMiniman's.
Hello, Gilly. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, fellas. How's it going?
Hola.
What up, Gilly?
You know.
Okay, Gilly, let's go this one. What stung you? What pests have you had to deal with before? What stung you?
Oh, I had a cast on my arm, on my left arm, and I was driving, and a bumblebee flew right down it. Right, I had the window open, and my arm was out, and the bumblebee flew right down my cast and just stung me.
How many times did it sting you?
Once.
There's nothing you can do about that. And then
nothing.
Did it swell up? Crashed.
Oh, yeah, I had to take my cast off because it was just so tight. And
that's what I was going
to
say.
I went home, sawed my cast off, and then I had to go back to the doctor and put it back on.
Did he think that was the funniest thing that he'd ever heard?
No, actually, it's happened before. He is saying it happens more than you think. You know, you get bit by something on your on your hand that you have a cast on and it swells up.
That would suck. Because casts already are the itchiest things on the planet. So the fact that you have something in there, man. And were you able to extract the beer, or was it still in there when you cut the cast open?
No, I got it out with a... I almost had it on. I freaked out. There was a logging truck coming the other way. It was a two-lane highway. And I just swerved right in front of the logging truck, went into a gravel road, did a few 360s.
All because a bee flew in your cast?
Oh, yeah. I freaked out. Hurt.
I believe you. But you did the 360, two 360s, and a gravel road where logging trucks are flying by?
And I looked in my glove compartment, and there was a pencil. And I dug it out with a pencil. And it was funny. I was just coming back from getting the cast put on.
How did you break your arm?
Oh, I was wrestling, and I actually broke my finger.
You were wrestling and lost.
Okay. All
right.
Yeah. Horse. It was just horsing around.
Reason we ask, what stung you? State entomologists have won the opening battle against murder hornets. They say here in Washington, they successfully removed the first nest discovered in the U.S. 2 days after it was discovered in a cavity of a tree near Blaine. Nest was shut down. I think they got 100 to 200 hornets. Crews tracked down the nest after weeks of searching. They're thinking there are a couple more. Did you guys see the pictures of what these guys and girls look like when they went up there? What the suits look like?
It looks like they're astronauts.
It looks like if you were to accidentally stumble upon this. I mean, I don't know if you would think like aliens are going to take your body up into a UFO. It's creepy in itself.
Because these particular hornets, right? So they're already talking about their size and their sting and the venom. Well, they can also basically spit the venom at you out of their butt.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys know how they extracted the murder hornets from the tree?
I read it this morning.
Smoke them out.
Just like you would think at home. You vacuum them out.
That's it?
They vacuumed them out.
Dyson.
They had a vacuum.
Those things should work properly.
They had a vacuum. They vacuumed them out.
Mm-hmm.
Is that insane? I would never have thought of that. You know what I mean? I figured like you just...
I'd have burned the tree down.
I figured you put some kind of chemical in there and, you know, maybe you just get one to bite and then if it goes back in, it'll spread or, you know what I mean?
You think of like roach killer
strategy?
Something
like that. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A
little spray?
Yeah, that's it.
Those guys look like they might have some chemicals too.
The pictures are insane.
I'd have a bee gun.
Mm-hmm. They're going to cut down that tree to remove any newborn hornets that might be in there. They don't know if they dropped any eggs, whatever the hell it is. So they are going to take that tree down and then and completely burn it. But that's
and completely burn.
But look,
it's like children in a horror movie. It all comes full circle.
Here's the difference, man. I mean, bees don't give a crap about a country line, like as far as, you know, Canada, United States. They're in Canada.
Yeah.
They're all over there. I mean, sure. There's no way we're not going to get that crap again.
I know, but I like what we're doing.
So I did circle back here, and I knew I would get corrected just because of how convinced you guys were that it was an organ. It actually is. The lodge from The Shining is the Timberline Lodge down at the base of Mount Hood in there in Oregon, and you actually can still rent the room.
Okay. But that's just the exterior, right?
That is the exterior,
That is the exterior. Right.
And it's probably in McMenamins.
By the way, someone else says, my older brother, he roofed the Stanley Hotel from The Shining. Said it was the craziest and freakiest thing he's ever had to deal with.
Yeah, I would not want to be up there.
I just don't understand why you'd want to be in that room.
That's the lodge that you pass if you take the back roads, if you're, say, going to Bend. So I believe if you go over the top of Mount Hood instead of taking I-5 the whole way down and before you get to, like, Eugene and cutting over.
Right.
I think I've done that before.
I've gone over Mount Hood.
It takes forever.
It does.
It's the longest drive ever.
People agree that children make everything creepier.
Yeah.
Remember that, kids. You're a creepy son of a bitch sitting in the back of that car.
You are listening to The Men's Room.